When it comes to thinking, humans can safely claim to be reigning world champions. But the more scientists look at animal behavior, the more sophisticated other animals start to look. Chimpanzees, for example, have been observed using tools, a behavior that we used to think set humans apart from all other animals. Now, research in West Africa shows that the path to the first tools may have started out with nutcrackers used by chimpanzees. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
Julio Mercader spent a good part of last year hip-deep in dirt in an Ivory Coast rainforest. Mercader is an archaeologist, and archaeologists usually avoid rainforests. The rain and insects and plants normally destroy whatever artifacts ancient people might have left behind. But Mercader was digging for something hard and durable, flakes accidentally broken off of crude stone tools left behind by chimpanzees. He found plenty and brought them back to his office at George Washington University in Washington.
Flakes, hammer edges. For example, this one is flake 59. And it comes with all the typical attributes that you see in a regular archaeological flake at a human site.
Mercader found 479 stone fragments in the soil, along with nutshells. In one place, some 80 pounds of nutshells. Mercader and fellow researcher Melissa Panger believe chimps left these behind about 100 years ago, and they know exactly what the chimps were doing. The national park where they were digging is full of chimps, methodically whacking away at nuts with rocks they'd picked up to use as hammers.
Well, what they're doing is they're actually transporting nuts from the nut tree to anvils, which are normally on the root systems of hardwood trees. They're using the root systems as anvils, so they're carrying the nuts to these anvil areas. They're also bringing in hammers, because appropriate hammers aren't just lying around every nut cracking site.
Scientists from Germany have studied this unusual example of chimp industry for years in West Africa. It takes organized thinking to collect rocks and set up nutcracking sites. What Mercader wanted to know is, how long has this been going on?
The novelty is that until now we have been digging, you know, the remains left behind by humans. But, you know, with this work, what we show is that humans are not the only animals that create archaeological sites. Chimpanzees do too.
Chimp archaeology might seem like pretty arcane stuff, but the kind of flakes that break off these stone nutcrackers are also found at early human archaeological digs dating back 2.5 million years. Did some clever human ancestor, in the midst of cracking nuts, get the bright idea that a sharp chip off an old rock might make a nice knife? Did nutcrackers lead us down that long path to electric can openers?
What humans do that's distinctive is that we make tools by using other tools.
Richard Potts is an anthropologist at the Smithsonian Institution's Museum of Natural History.
What's interesting about this research is it allows us to imagine a way in which nutcracking produces flakes and accidental chips of stone, which then could have proved useful in cutting. And it could have been simply an accidental insight by some early human several million years ago that, wait a second, I could use this for whittling this piece of wood or for maybe cutting this carcass.
Potts dismisses the idea that humans might have learned to make tools from watching chimps, but rather by similar behavior. He says scientists will likely look with new interest at all those flakes left behind by early humans and at how rocks turned into tool kits. As for Mercader and Panger, they plan to return to the Thai National Park in the Ivory Coast to dig some more. They've reported their findings in the latest issue of the journal Science. As it stands, they may be laying claim to a new discipline in science, ape archaeology.